Would you change a winning team?
Welcome to today's episode, where we continue to work on techniques for setting up exploration mission. More specifically, we will talk about customer insight analysis and core competencies analysis. Following this, we'll explore the dynamic capabilities framework presented by David J. Teese, which teaches us the concept of capabilities and how to seize and shape market opportunities by dynamically reconfiguring the company for maximum growth. So, tune in as we embark on this journey to reshape how we think about innovation and strategy. Let's get started. But before to begin, remember to subscribe to the newsletter and follow our LinkedIn page.
In our last episode, we reviewed the concept of exploration mission. This phase prepared the ideation effort by setting the context and ensuring that the activity are carried out strategically, focusing on topics and concepts vital for the future competitiveness of the company. Today, we'll explore deeper into this concept by analyzing some additional techniques. The first will be customer insight analysis. As we know, customers, especially loyal ones, tend to be conservative and are not typically very helpful when the goal is to innovate current product or services. Asking customers directly what to innovate in a product is a poorly posed question. The belief that customers are not useful in innovation is well based, so much so that there is even a school of thought on the topic called Science Technology Push Innovation, which contrasts with the other opposite one, which is Demand Market Pull Innovation School. Regardless of which school of thought you subscribe to, at the end of the day, our success is determined by whether customers use our product or services. Therefore, it is wise to consider their needs. With customer insight analysis, we don't just analyze customers based on what they explicitly say. Instead, we try to detect their subtle, implicit need through observation, taking an almost anthropological approach. To do this, we must collect customer information and then identify weak signals such as unarticulated needs, conflict of interest, and block to customer satisfaction. Through this process, we can define one or more customer insight characterized as following. The target of the customer insight is the customer under consideration, first of all. Secondly, the problem is the unresolved need with the highest priority. Third, the causes or explanations for why the problem remains unsolved. Fourth, the potential opportunity that arises from the specific customer insight. By defining multiple customer insight, we create more opportunity to target in our ideation efforts. The other technique we want to discuss is core competence analysis. The concept of core competencies was first formulated by Gary Hamel and C.K. Prahlad in a seminal work in 1990 and has since been extensively used for strategic analysis. Core competencies refer to the fundamental strength or unique capability that the company possesses, giving it a competitive advantage in the market. These competencies are what the company does best and allow it to stand out from its competitors. In the context of innovation, core competencies can be used to determine how to leverage this capability, asking questions like, do we set the pace or do we keep the pace? Do we use core competencies to create new opportunities? Is there room to develop new core competencies? This technique involves two steps: core competence identification, and with this we can start by analyzing customer benefit, examining success case, or introducing core competencies from other sector, and then analyzing the unexpressed potential of competencies to see whether they can be used to create new opportunities. In recent years, the focus has shifted from core competencies to core capability, because the term capability entails a broader meaning. While competencies are in fact analyzed mainly as a differentiator tool, capabilities are about the integral strength and function that allow a company to perform effectively across its operation. After ideation, we will assess whether the company has all the necessary components in place to act upon the ideas.
As we wrap up our discussion on setting up exploration mission, it becomes clear that many are the entry point for ideation. Ideation need to be focused on what matter the most, and this is the scope of the techniques we analyzed. Next, we'll explore the concept of capabilities, as these will be important later, after we have been defining the ideas to tackle, and we want to assess if we have all the capabilities to empower this ideas. This leads us perfectly into our next segment, based on David J. Thies's influential work on dynamic capabilities. But before we delve deeper, a quick reminder, don't forget to leave a review on Podchaser to let us know your thoughts about the podcast.
Strategy Safari by Henry Mintzberg, Bruce Anstrad, and Joseph Lampel is a book published in 2005 and is an engaging exploration of the field of strategic management. The authors present a comprehensive overview of 10 distinct schools of thought on strategy, categorizing them into three groups: prescriptive, descriptive, and configurative. Each school provides a unique perspective on strategy formation, from the design school's focus on conception to the learning school view of strategy as an emerging process. The first group of school is the prescriptive schools, which focus on how strategies should be formulated. These schools are the design school, which views strategy formation as a process of conception, where clear, unique strategies are formed by matching internal strength to external opportunity. The planning school, which sees strategy as a formal process involving systematic steps and framework, with main contributor Igor Ansov. The positioning school, which sees strategy as an analytical process where the firm positions itself in the market based on external analysis, and with key contribution from Michael Porter and his famous 5-4 framework. We have then the second group of school, which are the so-called descriptive school. These are considered for how strategy are actually formulated and are composed by the entrepreneurial school, which center on the vision and intuition of a single leader, where strategy is viewed as a visionary process with contributors like Joseph Thunpeter. The cognitive school, where strategy is seen as a mental process focusing on how manager perceive pattern and structure, and key contributors here are James Marsh and Herbert Simon. Then we have the learning school, where strategy formation is an emergent adaptive process where the organization learn and adapt over time, with main contributors Chris Argyris and Donald Schoen. The power school, which perspective sees strategy as a process of negotiation among different stakeholders within and outside the organization, with main contributors Michel Croisier and Herbert Friedberg. And the cultural school, where strategy formation is seen as a collective process deeply rooted in the organization culture, with main contributors Edgar Schein. And finally, the environmental school, which posits that the organizational environment dictates the strategy choice, with main contributor Paul Lawrence and Jay Lorsch. Mintzberg and his co-authors don't shy away from critiquing this school, pointing out where they believe thinkers may have gone astray or where their theories may fall short in practical application. This critical lens encourages leaders to adopt a skeptical and inquisitive approach to strategic management theories. This book is not just theoretical, it also discusses the practical implications of each school of thought, offering insights into how strategies can be effectively formulated and implemented in various organizational contexts. The authors highlight the importance of context in strategy making, suggesting that different situations may require different strategic approaches. One of the book's key contributions is the attempt to integrate the insight from the various schools into a cohesive understanding of strategy. The configurative school, in particular, is presented as a way to combine the insight of the other schools depending on the specific circumstances and phases an organization is going through. Base principles of the configurative school are as following. First of all, holism, because strategy is viewed in a holistic manner, considering the entire organization and its environment rather than isolating specific components. Then, dynamism. Acknowledge that strategy and organization are dynamic and evolve over time, often through transformative leaps rather than gradual change. Then, contextualization. Emphasize the importance of context in shaping strategy. What works for one organization in a certain context might not work for another, or even for the same organization in a different context. And finally, integration, which combine insight from the prescriptive school, design, planning, and positioning, and the descriptive school, entrepreneurial, cognitive, learning, power, cultural, and environmental, to offer a comprehensive approach to strategy. Despite the complexity of the subject matter, the book is written in an accessible and engaging style, making it suitable for both seasoned practitioners and newcomers to the field of strategic management. Even years after its publication, the book remains a seminal work in the field of strategic management, offering the insights that are still relevant to contemporary business challenges and strategic thinking. In summary, Strategy Safari is a rich, detailed, and critically engaging book that offers a panoramic view of strategic management, its comprehensive approach helps to demystify the complex world of strategy, making it an invaluable resource for anyone looking to deepen their understanding of strategy thought and practice. Whether you are a student, an academic, or a practicing manager, you'll find valuable insight that can inform your approach to strategy and decision making.
Thank you for joining us on this enlightening journey through the intricacies of innovation and strategic thought. Today, we ventured from the focused approach of vision destructuring to the expansive vistas of Strategy Safari. Whether you're dissecting your company's vision or navigating the complex world of strategic management, remember that the essence of both innovation and strategy lies in understanding and adaptation. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and most importantly, keep strategizing. Next episode, we'll continue to add to the carving of exploratory missions. Thank you for tuning in, and join us next time as we continue to unravel the threads of business wisdom and innovation. Until then, think strategically and innovate wisely.
And remember, spark, automate, innovate.